welcome to the first episode of Protect the Black Woman. I am one of the hosts along with my great dear friend, Dr. Fareed Zarif, and we will be discussing again, protecting the Black woman. And our first episode is titled, Where Do We Start? Dr. Z, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. And the answer is we start right where you are. And that's the beautiful thing about this is that we don't have to go back in history or what happened yesterday. We're talking about right now. Let's start right where you are and talk about one of the most incredible creations that ever existed, and that is the Black woman.
Yes, yes.
We're going to talk about no better subject than the Black woman. So I'm really excited to get into this, and really it's a beautiful feeling to even talk about how wonderful, how unspeakable, and I mean that in a very good sense, that just finding the words to describe all of the things that we can define or redefine even the wonderful Black woman.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. I tell you, there's nothing like, I mean, we are the original woman. All life comes from us. When you do the research and the studies, every human being has come from, evolved from the original, they say the original Eve, which would be somebody that looked similar to me.
Yeah, I think it'd be really apropos to just Let's just talk about her for a minute. Let's talk about you for a minute. Let's talk about how wonderful she is. And I think that between the both of us, we can, you know, at least 10 things that we can list. There's just innumerable things, but, you know, it would take up all our time on the show to name all of them. But one thing I just want to, let's start off with, Black woman being the most wonderful support unit, the most wonderful supporting, without any of the incredible men that we've known as the so-called Black leaders, they've been assisted with an incredible queen.
Yes.
So if we go to anybody that we think of, you know, that has faced difficulty and gotten through it, it was because of President Mandela had Winnie Mandela.
That's right.
He had Martin Luther King, he had Coretta Scott. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go on with anybody that had anybody, well, Frederick Douglass, he also had an incredible woman by his side too, and later on.
Yeah, he tripped on us. Yeah.
Later on he did something else. But with those women, he wouldn't have got even to that point without her. You have like the Harriet Tubman and the Sojourner Truths, and you have all of these incredible women that, you know, Madam C.J. Walker, you know, I mean, it goes on and on, all of these incredible women. And even if you don't know any names of these women, like there's, just know that there are so many unmentioned names. Mm-hmm. That this show is dedicated to even those people that we have no knowledge of, or those people that you may know of that were incredible, like your mother, like your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother. Absolutely. If you were fortunate enough to see your great-great-grandmother. It's so wonderful to talk about this wonderful Black woman.
What
are some of the things that stand out in your mind that you love about what you as a Black woman do, or those that you don't?
Well, you mentioned something that's really profound, because of all the people that you just named, the one piece that is, I mean, that can describe all of them is that they all came from a Black woman. Everybody that you mentioned came from a Black woman. So that in itself, again, goes back to what I said earlier, is that all life comes from us. And I just think that, I mean, I'm just so incredibly blessed, and I'm so grateful to God that He made me a Black woman. I wouldn't want to even be any other. I mean, we may not get the respect that we deserve oftentimes, and we may get, we may be the least to be heard or whatever, but there's a whole lot of people out there still trying to be us, stealing our ideas. They want our, can we just keep it real during this platform? Is it okay? Okay. So it must be something really, really incredible about the Black woman. First of all, the reason why that she would be so hated and despised. It must be something really, really incredible about the Black woman that people want to emulate us, but they don't want to give us the respect that we deserve. They want to have hair like us. They want to have hips like us. They want to have lips like us, and so on and so forth. And they go through all these extremes. They want to have our color. They want to have our babies. They want to have all of that. But yet and still, we are the least to be given the respect that we deserve. So to answer your question, it's just so many wonderful things about Black women. I mean, look, we come in so many different shades. We come in so many different forms and fashions, and we're all over the continent, all over the world, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing to just, the essence of a Black woman is, it's hard to put in words, because it's just like, I don't know if there's been a word that's been created to describe us other than goddess.
Yes.
That's a good one. Queen, you know, maiden.
Yes,
royalty. You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's I like that one. I think the most.
Yes. Great companion. Great parent. Mm-hmm. Great lover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great friend. Yep.
Great
innovator. Because we can make a whole lot of something out of a little bit of nothing.
Yes. Yes. So that would be a great creator. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so many wonderful things about original woman. The oldest skeleton ever discovered in civilization was old skeleton, I believe. They named the skeleton Lulu. And that skeleton was found in Africa. And since then, many other people have been looking for, they've been taking what they found, fossils and other discoveries. And even recently, the Chinese, they were looking, scientists were looking, they wanted to prove that they did not come from the original man and the original woman, which are called Black people. We are the originators. So the original man and the original woman just have been tricked, lied to, bamboozled,
hoodwinked.
Yes.
How about we just say resilient? That just would sum all of that up.
Justin, I just heard this the other day that one brother was saying that we're not just the offspring of slaves, but we are the survivors of those most resilient and strong people, the survivors. That's that ability that we have. That means that, you know, adaptability. Mm-hmm. Look, we learned the language of English after knowing dozens of languages from which they abduct us from. So, and now you have many people are waking up to how beautiful we are. You know, you hear more people are saying, just like I have the movement Unapologetically Black. And the other movements that we have, like Black Lives Matter, the other things that we have, and just like we're talking about today, Protect the Black Woman. And of course, this was initiated or spearheaded by a verbal phrase that Malcolm X used as he was giving the lecture one day. And this is something like Malcolm was saying, that, you know, the most unappreciated, the most
disrespected, unprotected, all of that. Yep.
Rated, is disrespect. The woman. Yep. So we're talking about the things that can empower her, that can embrace her, that can respect her, that can love her. And from here on out, if it's just you and I, we're going to be talking about woman, all that you've done and all that you are and all that you are becoming.
Absolutely. So in essence, what I hear you saying then, Doc, is it's time to redefine the Black woman.
Absolutely. And we can start off by saying that, you know, it's okay, I think, to say, you know, like, we understand that. See, Black is actually not even good enough to use in describing the original woman. The original woman is something, when you hear that, that is the, she is the cradle of civilization. Her womb is where it all began.
Yes, sir.
You see? So it's in order for us to really, really take that in, then we're going to ask questions about where was, must have been the Black man, was the father, the, you know, did the woman and man come before the pregnancy, or did the pregnancy come before, you know, all of those things, a lot of things hard to understand. And some people just simply accept a certain religion, and through that religion, they say, okay, I'll go with that story. It's not really important right now, and we can come back to it later because that's a whole show. But when we're talking about this Black woman, when we're talking about the original woman, yes, redefining the words that we use when we call her, when we talk about her, when we think about her, getting more, especially original men, can take time to get some mental wellness help, maybe some support from a group or something where you have people that are talking about the matters that you are concerned with. This is so important because we have a whole transitioning from this situation where we've been given a definition of this incredible woman, but we need to have our own descriptions, what that woman means to us, raising our children, in holding us when we couldn't hold ourselves. And the strength that she has when we don't have the strength. All of these things, start off thinking about your mother, your sister, your grandmother, your aunt, your cousins.
That's the what you're saying then, and I believe this is what I'm getting. So we probably should give up the notion of expecting the rest of the world to redefine us and to accept us for, you know, what we know we are really truly worth, as long as we know what that is. And we too.
That's right. You will see in all the other cultures, you don't see Chinese for waiting around for white people to define them. You don't see Africans know that they're African, and they're not waiting for a white man to say, you know, well, you're not African. Now, you will see even in all these other, we're still, there's so much damage done that we're talking about some of the things that we can do initially just to get it started. We're talking about it because we know that we got many, many years before we were in this situation with this technology that we could do what we're doing now. And we're thankful for that. But yeah, when it comes to defining ourselves, let's define ourselves from ourselves.
Exactly.
For ourselves.
That was one of the, that was what you just said was part of my motivation even for writing my book, not just writing it, but for giving it the title that I gave it, which is Glimpses of the Warrior Within, my journey of discovering that I am enough. Because it was, you know, all my life looking here and there and everywhere for not even, you know, admitting it or subconsciously even being aware of it, you know, that looking for acceptance and looking, but you know what, I was gonna continue to get what I was getting, which was, you know, devalued, disrespected, so on and so forth. So I had to finally just really sit down and do some inner work, some inner healing, which you helped me to do too. And I thank you for that. And to discover that, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, I had it going on, okay? You know, so whatever I needed and all the stuff that I was looking here, there, and everywhere for was already placed deep down on the inside of me, even upon, you know, creation. So do you think that the Black women have been used for, that Black women have been used as a pawn in our society, as a pawn?
I think, of course, you know, there's like many people say that, you know, there's this you know, good for nothing man that left this, that left his family. And they come to, and this is, I know this is about the Black woman, but this is how it's all tied in. The original man is, we'll start off saying, an original man is another beautiful companion, a very pillar of society. We have been painting such a horrible a picture of us that sometimes when you're talking about the beautiful original woman, you kind of hate the original man as if he were derogatory. You know, that no good blanket and blank, that ain't blank and blank. That blank ain't blank. So we hear this all the time. But when we think about it, we did not start the way that that was something that people attached to us to get people to believe that, such as the story of Uncle Tom. Now, some people don't know that Uncle Tom is actually a good name. I'll say it again, Uncle Tom was a good man, but because the white man that this slave stood up to, they would say that they would be so disappointed with the slave, Uncle Tom, that they would say, don't let him be Uncle Tom. And then the slaves picked up that as a derogatory statement, and it stuck with us all of these years, you know? And this, it, the brother's name was Josiah, but that nickname that he took on, the Uncle Tom, the old Tom, no, they don't understand that that was the name that the people that loved him called him, but it was made derogatory by people that he stood up against. When he stood up against the overseer and the owner, then they dubbed him with that. Well, it's the same thing with the original woman. It's the same thing with the original man, that we call each other and identify each other with by other people that are jealous of us, those people that hate us, those people that misunderstand us. So we've been in that situation. So she's been used as a pawn, you know, a pawn in the sense of, let's look at our government. When it comes to a man that has children, but he can't get work, and the government can send money to that family to help them eat or pay rent, but they don't, and one of the laws is that you cannot have a man living with you and receive the money at the same time, even to this day, because they're like, why isn't he working? Why isn't he out there? Well, if he's not working, he can't find a job, they can't be together. And this has happened through child support. This has happened through welfare. This has happened through ADC and all these other different types of organizations that mitigate single children or single parent family. So she's been used as a pawn. I'll take care of you, says the government, but you can't have that man there with you. So it makes the man look horrible, and it makes the woman look vulnerable because, you know, she needs to
sound
take
like
care
a
of
setup
children.
From the beginning to me.
Well, it is. It's, these are things that have been thought out. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, God, yeah, we got to do something about that. And we today, currently, whenever this is played, we will be And when whoever's listening to this, we will be, whoever shares this, we will be in the same situation that we're in until we come up with a solution to change for ourselves.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you 100%. And so we were talking the other day about the term, when we said, we use the term original, like the original woman, original man, original black man, black woman. And because that the word original in itself, we talked about how it doesn't have that negative connotation to it, like some of the other terms that we have heard, that we call each other with. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think that, you know, absolutely right. You know, like the terms, when you hear Negro, colored people, nigger, African-American, black man, and all the other names that we have, Bilalian, you know, all the other different names that's been put on the original man. And the reason that we have all of these names is because they're attempts to divide us. They're attempts to break us apart. They don't want us to come together on one level. You know, the black man, everybody doesn't agree with that. You have the African Americans. Well, the last time I checked, African Americans, we first heard that when Jesse Jackson said that.
It was color, right? They were called us just color.
Colored people, you know, and that sounds very uneducated when you listen to it. Colored people, like we were one color and we got colored, you know. But these are things that we accepted and we took it on, just like the word nigger. Word nigger, and you will see that's being kept alive, unfortunately, by entertainers. The people that entertain us keep it alive. The people that sing, the people that are especially comedians. So, and this is not to put shade on anybody that's doing this, but I want those people that hear this to recognize that there are alternatives to recognizing and respecting the original man and the original woman by you stepping up and looking at your way of expressing yourself through your talents and saying that you can get your talent, you can get it done without disgracing your own people.
Good point.
And I think that people, you know, Jay-Z said it, and then, you know, they have other people said, you know, like, people that they, you know, when you get celebrities.
Right.
So-and-so.
Reality TV has, you know, some of our people, not all, but so misguided and so out of touch. But I guess it's time right now, though, as we're doing the redefining, I think it's important for us to talk about like the healing process. And even before that, let's talk about the brokenness of, you know, our people, you know, black women too in particular, and some of the, you know, the ways and the reasonings why we are broken from some of the things that have happened to us, and how we, in turn, if we don't get that nipped in the bud, we end up passing it along, you know, to our offsprings and things like that. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, before I go in there, Deidre, I wanted to mention that the reason that I said that those names that I just, those epithets, those very negative names, the derogatory names, don't work is because they are all connected with failure. They are all connected with failure. Not that they were bad in the first place initially, because it's, so that's who I am. The only people that have all of these names are us, and that's because we still don't know who and what we are. We pretty got a good idea on who we are.
Yeah, and that was by design too.
We are. So, this is when it comes to the so-called African-American man. And some people, we even have melanated that are just saying that I'm not African. I'm American too. I'm just as American. I don't have that type of pride, but the thing that I do know is that we began civilization. And I do know that we did help to bail out other civilizations with our mentality. We kept them well. We taught them how to nurse themselves back to health. But when you look at the original man is a wonderful way. When you look at your child and say, you, my son, are the original man. You, my daughter, are the original woman. Do you know that all civilization, all over 7 billion people on the earth right now began with you? Do you know that your mother in there is the original woman? Do you know me as your father? I am the original man. That's why we carry ourselves in a certain way. That's why we can't just be around anybody. That's why we cannot go to just anywhere. We have to have a distinct way of thinking because we are not just deserving of a better life.
Absolutely. We are worthy of a better life. I agree with you 1,000%. We are so worthy. And once we, and I know a lot of times it's not lived up to because we just don't know. And it's our purpose that we were not taught, and that we were purposely taught lies. And even to the point where when we were put on, you know, our ancestors were put on the different, you know, on the slave ships and whatnot, you know, some people, you know, think maybe it was just like one tribe or just one, you know, but it was so many different, you know, we came from so many, in so many different tribes and different languages, and all that was stolen from us and stripped from us. And you know, so we don't know about our original, you know, religions and so many things that we just, you know, on purpose. But then yet we come over here and we build this country and we do all these things to, and we work for free. And then we do all these things to contribute to this country and to society. And then now we're at a place in 2021 where they're trying to actually literally deprive us our right to even vote. I mean, Yeah.
Well, that's because we're so powerful, and people want to take the place of powerful people. Instead of building them up, they'd rather tear them down to make it look like they're taller, that they're standing over us. But they understand how incredible we are, especially when we start to understand how incredible we are. They've been ruling and directing us and mitigating things that we do, where we go, what we eat, where we live, where we work, just hire for this and hire for that. And then now, of course, you know, the reason that it's so easy just to shoot us down is because we carry the malice in their hearts anyway. This is how they've been taught. This is how what they feel about us, and they don't look at us as an equal human being. So we have to start with us to understand how incredible that woman, you, the woman, comes before all of this, because you are, without you, without your woman, we would not be able to flourish. Impossible. And who would even want to be in the world without original woman? The original, every woman on the planet wants to be the original woman. And the original, you're talking that our hair is nappy and is very coarse and hard to deal with. But why is it that every woman that you talk to, that especially now that people are waking up and being in the woke state, want exactly what you got? Everything from your head down to your toes, because the original woman is the most adored and beautiful woman. Not have kind of the door that you know, like we would want to take in the most glad way, because I'm talking about those people that even say the nastiest things about the original woman, she is adorned, and they don't know how, or they don't use the right language in making the connection with her, because they find themselves just like if you find one jealous person is jealous toward another. They might say, wow, this guy is a real handsome guy, but I'm not telling them. Or this guy is really successful. I love the decisions that he's made for his family, but I'm not telling. The same thing with the woman. If you just keep her head like, ugh, I don't like your hair. Why you don't like it? Because you can't grow it.
Yeah.
There's a ring of stuff. You know, a whole different thing. Why don't you like the lips? Oh, but you got some.
Yeah, the filler. Appointments or whatever. You spending your money and doing that. But then, and I know we may have to talk about this on a later episode, because I know that our 30-minute time frame is nearing. But what I want to talk about in the very near future. Okay. Well, first, I know we need to talk too about more about those facilities that where we can get help. You know, how we can get low cost mental health care and different things like that, so that we can start nipping these problems in the bud and getting these issues, you know, addressed, so that we don't continue to repeat the same cycle now that we are, as you said, coming into this awakened state, you know, at least, you know, some people are, and hopefully it'll continue to be, hopefully it's a movement that will continue to spread, you know.
Well, we're doing the work, so, you know, we don't even have to say we hope, because hope is not a strategy. So let's start off with, we're going to continue doing it. Those of you that even, you know, like what you just said is just so powerful. Those things that we need to do to help ourselves, I think the original woman goes through far more what anybody can imagine.
Can you repeat that one more time for those in the back?
Pardon me?
What you just said.
I think that the original woman has gone through more than we can even imagine, and she continues to do so. And her resilience is so incredible that even when you talk to political medicine, the people in political medicine, they'll say that the original woman can take more pain than a white woman, a Caucasian, a Native American, any other culture. But the truth is that she has been through so much that she can come out facing more with her creativity. Mm-hmm. She can overcome, that's the word I was looking for. She can, with her creativity, she can overcome. She understands more. She's sensitive. She has more sensitivity. I think all of those things, and under those incredible, all that stress, all of those things that she faced, she still turns out like a queen. Just awesome.
Don't look nothing like what she's been through.
That's because you don't even know she's been through anything.
Yeah.
We want to continue to lift you up, my sisters, and continue to say thank you for all of the beautiful things that you have done and that you will do. And we know that we have our share of those that we can say derogatory things about, but we're not going to give them more than that on air right now. We're talking about those sisters that want to refer to themselves as the original woman, refer to themselves as queen, refer to themselves as women that are worthy of the greatest life that they can imagine, that which is even beyond their imagination, to live and to grow and to be protected, respected, and honored throughout the entire world.
God created us to be. Dr. Zarif, this has been great. I look forward to episode 2, part 2 anyway. Where do we start? I mean, because we have so much to cover. And because of your expertise and your background, and you know, I know that you're great and you're gonna provide so much information. Is tune in and listen. And it's not costing you anything, just make a commitment to tune in, take some notes, and then once you take the notes and get the knowledge, then apply it.
Yes, and it's for a small fee.
There you go.
Here's a small fee. You have to share it. Make sure that you share it. Don't take it and say, wow, you know, I learned all this. Go and take it and share it, and then have your own conversations. Have your conversations about the original. We want you to start propagating that language. That is our new title.